Glenna's sharing inspired me of many years ago as Beatrice and my children grow up, that really God inspired me to talk about our loving Heavenly Father every time when they were little, even don't understand, like 0 year and 1 year, then 2 years, and they begin to speak and begin to understand something. But I was very much inspired to speak about loving God. When we were outside, then I will say to them is okay, first one, Preet. Preet and Priya, about 3 years difference, and Priya and Nozomi, about 5 years difference, and Nozomi and Sambi, 5 years difference. So for many years, I was inspired to talk about our loving Heavenly Father. When we look at a tree, then I talk about God, that He made this tree, birds, and He made the birds. In everything, to speak about God, and God is your dad. Okay, I'm your father, dad, and God is your dad also, but we cannot see Him. God is spirit. We don't see Him, but He's with us. He's our daddy. And we can ask, talk, anything. And He will do the things that you want. Just like I do. You know, I love you. And I bring them toys. Sometimes I travel abroad, and when I come back to India, I bring back toys, dolls for girls, kitchen toys, and other things. So God loves you and really put in their hearts, in their minds, about loving God, that He is present. He's with us. He's just like me. Daddy, I love you. He loves you more, even more. And when they go to bed, I would tell them about story, testimony of Moses, Daniel, of Jesus, of different Old Testament, wonderful believers, prophets, and how God helped them, deliver them, answer their prayers. And so I was able to continually speak to them of God. And each one of them, around 4 years old, when they become four, they spoke in tongues. I got them to speak in tongues, and they spoke in tongues. And before they go to school, to go to the school bus, pickup point, before they go at our house, we would pray to God, talk to God, and speak in tongues and interpret and prophesy. We did that every day before they went to school. So that was something we did continually with the children. And we had a fellowship at home once a week. When Preet was born, not even 1 year old, before 1 year old, she was in a fellowship. And it continued. Then Priya was born. Priya was also at 0 age. She also was in a home fellowship, and on. So it's really important to speak about this loving God, the creator of everything, loving God. And so in their young minds, they come to know the living God. They also practice to pray and get results, many, many results. And they share their testimonies, and so that's how they grew up. I did not teach them from the Bible, but I verbally communicated the things of God and the words that God inspired me to speak to them. So that sharing of Glenna reminded me of that. And after they are grown, everyone's grown up now, we are God focused. Whenever we are together, whatever we do, and they know that the benefit is to stay with God and that God is with them and they are doing the things that God is inspiring them to do. They are practicing continually the very powerful benefit of honoring God from age very, very less, little. I gave them money so that they can abundantly share. Like God gives us seed to us to sow. He gives us the finance so we can honor God. So the same way I gave money to the children and said, okay, in the fellowship and the time of abundant sharing, then they will honor God, put that money in the basket or whatever. So from the young age, they are recognizing the great benefit of honoring God. God opens the floodgates of heaven, and that enables God to bring the heavenly blessing into the physical. That is what God wants to do. All the spiritual blessings, if it just remains in spiritual realm, we don't really enjoy the more abundant life. It's not the end. Although we are completely complete, the joy and happiness and thrill and excitement begins when we bring out the spiritual blessings into physical. For example, Krishna, with that young man, 20 years old, who got bitten by extremely poisonous snake and was hopeless, moving towards pretty much certain death in the hospital, ICU. Doctors did their best, and he was hooked up with the machine, ventilation machine. He couldn't breathe himself. He was contacted by relatives of this young man in the morning, and Krishna, went along with them to the hospital and was allowed to come into the place where this young man was lying down. So God was working in him, in Krishna. It is God's business to do, to inspire, to energize. And we look only to God, God's direction, and not to worry. not to focus on ourselves, what I should do. Something like this, we don't have to do. God is the one who is orchestrating. So he moved in that direction and he didn't do anything that normally some people do when they minister healing. He didn't do that, but slapped that young man's legs, thighs, 2 times. And the doctor was surprised and told him, "What were you doing?" The doctor was saying to Krishna, "Are you mad? What are you doing?" But something happened. That young man, eyes open, and from there, this young man, the death to life, life multiplied in that young man. And because of this miracle, young man's family, everyone became believer, and the word of Jehovah is sounding out, further out. So it's wonderful testimony, these testimonies. Now we have our testimonies. You are the living epistle. God is writing his story, your Acts, Book of Acts. Not Book of Thoughts, not theory, but Acts, praxis. And God is bringing out the spiritual reality, which is heavenly, perfect, wonderful, flowing with milk and honey. That's our reality, and God is bringing it out. And we recognize that we are to consider God's understanding, God's thoughts, God's logic, God's words, God's narratives, not the narratives of world. Consider not. Just like the father of faith, Abraham, he is called the father of faith. He consider not so many adverse words, narratives, relatives speaking that what Abraham was moving forward was crazy. Abraham got nuts, crazy. He changed his name and saying that God changed my name. Jehovah had changed my name. He's nuts. He says, my name from now, from today, is father of many nations, father of multitudes, Abraham. And God gave me this name. So he stayed with God. And not just for a few days, few months, few years, several years, 25 years. He continued with this God's hope. Against hope, he believed in this hope, and God certainly encouraged Abraham. He is a living God. By grace, Abraham, not Abraham's his own works. Oh, Abraham, he was a tremendous believer. That's why for him God could do. No, God is no respecter of persons. God will bring all these great things, all the spiritual blessings into the physical realm for everybody. We don't consider the world's logic, world's reality, that there's reality in the world. But in order to bring out the spiritual into physical, we stay with God. We don't consider. Things are happening. Yes, we experience negative things also, but we don't consider. We don't stay there. We don't continue to speak about that. Oh, we need to speak about our hearts, our sorrow with my friend. We stay with God. And God has delivered us from the greatest death, sorrow, misery, the kingdom of the adversary, the devil, through our wonderful Lord Jesus Christ. God delivered us. He has delivered us, done completely, and brought us into His kingdom. Different rules, different perspective, different focus, and different nature. We are the workmanship of God, masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus, onto the different direction, different aim in this life, onto wonderful, great, and good works which God hath before ordained that we should, is beneficial as we walk in it. The spiritual blessings, the spiritual reality, the best things, spiritual reality, all good words from God to us in this life, moment by moment, that begins to evidence in the physical realm, in front of our eyes. We can feel it, touch it, taste it, enjoy it. This is the day that Jehovah has made. We will rejoice and be glad, happy in it. As we walk in it, we should walk in it. God said, well, you should walk in it. You walk in it, please. It's good for you, beneficial for you. So we walk in it. Stay with God, regardless of what may happen left and right. The word of Jehovah runs very, very swiftly. Regardless of whatever it is, all men to be saved, all men to come to the knowledge of truth. Ready harvest, the laborers, those who's going to walk, God has for each one of us. Each one of us, God says, you are as He is, the Messiah. As He is right now at the right hand of God, we are here upon earth. Whether we accept or don't accept, that's the spiritual reality, and we want to evidence, then we walk in it, step out. We don't have to understand to step out. We didn't understand everything about an automobile, beautiful automobile, when we drove. We knew some theory, some rules. Some of us, we drove without knowing so many things. Somebody just help you to drive, and you got good at it. Now you are able to drive unconsciously. You can think other things and you are still driving. Similarly, we are God's masterpiece, and we can walk in that. Good works which God is bringing in our life, in our day. Many, many wonderful works which we walk in it. As we walk in it, we experience the spiritual in the physical, and we are happy. We realize, we understand, oh, I can do this. Through him, I can do this. Oh, the finance is flowing to me, adding to me. Heaven's windows really opened. All these good things are showering upon me in my life. Because what God said is true, absolute truth. And it's good to and excellent to go move in God's direction, God's way, God's logic. That's the reality. And that's what we confess. Confession is made unto wholeness, which are not visible at the time of confession. We say the things that God says, which is not visible at that time. We don't say what we see at that time physically. In order to move in this new rule, heaven's kingdom, we say, we confess, and God gives us that energy to confess, energy to have real hope, real energy to really see that, oh, that's going to happen. Yes, God's going to bring me that labor. God's going to get me to that harvest-ready fields, many fields. Jesus was speaking with great faith. Harvest is plenteous and laborers are few. Now you go to God, beseech the laborers. God, send me. Ekbalo the laborers. And that's what Jesus encouraged them to do, the 12 and the 70. And this is real, reality. Everyone, everywhere in the world, wherever we are, God has that serious players. God's serious players. They're ready to go. They need that word from God to trigger that, the real life energy. The word from God is living, life, living and energetic, quick and powerful, energetic, energy, living energy. We are able to give, open our mouth, and that energy. A person who didn't have hope will have hope. We'll be able to believe, oh yes. And God has many ready people all over the world. And He is orchestrating and bringing them to your path. It's not by our works, our figuring out, our own efforts. But we hope, desire, believe that God's going to bump me to that one person. And my desire is to manifest that spiritual reality, the heaven's reality here upon earth, in front of me. Manifestation of the Spirit, manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Lambano, this ability, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit is given to us for profit. So, God is working in us, and He knows exactly how to work with you, help you, take care of you, lead you forward. He knows exactly what to do, how He will be with you. And you are absolute success. You are the expressed image of His person. You are the brightness of His glory. So you are that person. And God's going to walk you through, and the world will see the living God. One who has seen me, Jesus said, those who have seen me, seen the Father. One who has seen me, has seen the heaven. So it's the same thing. Jesus said, the things that I do, you can do also, and greater. So we will continue to move forward in this wonderful life. Okay.